the question was asked, being that our performance of mitzvos has evolved with the oral law and the rabbinic institution so much over the period of the Second Temple primarily, is what we're doing what God really intended for the Torah to be? That's the question. Okay. So we have to begin with Rambam. The Rambam writes, when we view the Torah, so the Torah tells us to listen to a prophet. The Torah tells us how we validate what the prophet's saying. And then the Torah says, and it could be he'll get the better of you. So the Rambam says, wait a second. I checked him out, and then he was able to get the better of me. He duped me. And then I listened to him. And the prophet told me, go to war. The prophet's allowed to tell me on a one-time basis. He's allowed to tell me, today eat pork. I listened to him. Horas Shah. If he doesn't tell me today serve idols, I listened to him. On a one-time basis. He's not allowed to change the Torah permanently. But on a one-time basis, if he tells me to do something that seems like a transgression, I listened to him. Horas Shah. Provided it's not idol worship. And then, I'm going to come to Shemayim, and I'm going to discover he was a hoax. Says the Rambam, you did what Hashem wanted you to do. Meaning, when the Torah was given, just as Hashem said, a court must rule based on the testimony of two witnesses, so too Hashem says, Am Yisrael must function based on the prophets that were validated to be true prophets. The fact that they could dupe us, well, we do everything to preclude it. We check him out. He has to be a big tzaddik before he claims prophecy. We, the Sanhedrin, learn every form of sorcery and sleight of hand and everything that we know exists under the sun, we study to make sure he can't get the better of us. And if after all our due diligence, he still got the better of us, well, that's what the Torah told us to do. So the Torah was given to us with the understanding that we are human beings and we are going to need a system, and that system does not involve God coming out of the sky and telling us something, but there will be prophets who will come and tell us certain things, and we're going to listen to them after we've validated them correctly. And it doesn't mean that it's foolproof. It could happen that we'll be fooled, as did happen. As did happen. You see, the prophet was... Just 1 second. Now, by the same token that on an individual's level, or even on a nation's level, we have to do what the prophet tells us, we were also given the Torah with Al-Pi HaTorah Asher Yoruha. The pasuk says, you do the Torah the way they tell you. And based on the way they rule, you have to do. So there's supposed to be a high court. And in order to get to that high court, you have to be so learned that you know the Torah backwards and forward. You have to be a huge tzaddik. You have to be impartial. You have to look for truth. You have to be a person. They had people there who were fit for prophecy like Moshe Rabbeinu. Giants. They weren't making institutions based on what they wanted. They were doing things based on how they understood the Torah. And then Hashem says, you will perform the Torah based on what they tell you. Meaning, Rambam says this, Rav Shira Gaon says this, the Torah was given with this clause. They will interpret the Torah for you. And there are mitzvos that the Torah leaves that way. In one place the Torah says, when you find the carcass, have no benefit from it. Another place the Torah says, sell it, make money. What do you mean? Here you tell me this, here you tell me that. So sometimes you have two verses contradicting one another, and a third verse comes and tells you, it quantifies when this way and when that way. Sometimes you don't. One verse says it's a holiday for Hashem. One verse says it's a holiday for you. Enjoy yourself. Which one?
If you daven once a day, and you're not slowly.
Wait. So we'll get to that. That's another question, but. If the rabbis saw fit to make these institutions, then if you ask Hashem, this is what Hashem wants. If you look at it, might even be biblical. Meaning you're saying it's not biblical, and I'm saying not so sure. It's a machlokes, because once the Torah told me I have to perform the Torah in accordance with the High Court. Just a second, Baruch. Yeah, I think we're understanding one another. I think we're doing okay. No, Baruch, give me. That's true.
Let me do it, right?
Fine, Baruch, go ahead. We're listening. Who told you?
Huh?
How do you know?
Well, obviously, what?
You just said that the rabbinic laws are going to end when Mashiach comes. How do you know that?
Well, the rabbinic laws are going to end when Mashiach comes because if at Sinai we do not receive the rabbinic laws, right? We do not receive the laws.
I beg to differ.
The
Talmud says, okay, so I don't agree with either point that you said. The Talmud says that before Esther instituted Purim, the rabbis told her, prove it to us from the Torah. Right? Why? How could you prove Esther from the Torah? It didn't happen yet. But the rabbis told her, you have to bring us a source that the Torah indicated there would still be one more battle with Amalek that would deserve commemoration. And she did. And the Talmud rules that in the days of the Messiah, we will still celebrate Purim. So it certainly seems like the rabbinic laws are not going out the window when the Messiah is coming.
If that's the case, then why won't we have Yom Kippur after Mashiach?
I didn't say we won't have Yom Kippur. You did.
I read from a certain portion that we won't have Yom Kippur after Mashiach.
We haven't finished his.
From a fast day to a feast day.
I didn't say it's going to change. I didn't say that.
I've read ahead, it will be changed, all right?
Okay, so you have to ask whoever wrote that. Back to our, back to the rabbinic institutions. So if the Torah was given with that clause, that it's going to be interpreted by the rabbis, and as the Ramban writes in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, when the Torah says, don't do work for 7 days, then the Torah says, first day and seventh day, don't do work. Certainly indicating the other days are okay. Along come the rabbis and tell you laws of Chol HaMoed. This is what you could, this is what you can't. That's biblical. They interpreted the Torah and the Torah left it to their interpretation and that's going to be biblical. So by the same token, the Torah also gave them a right. And I'm glossing over because really this deserves a series. Their right to interpret, their right to make takanos, their right to make gezeros. They're not all the same, but the simple understanding, without going into the details, is that this is what the Torah wants, and there are even those that say, Machlokas Rishonim, that when the rabbis tell me to do something, the rabbis, not me, the rabbis on Chiknes Agdola, the men of the Great Assembly, the High Court, when they gave a ruling, or the Talmud, so then that becomes biblical because the Torah said, Al Pi HaTorah Shel Yehucha. Okay, so that's just to understand. Now, in the days of the first temple, they libated one way. In the days of the second temple, they disqualified that and said, you have to libate another way. Wait a second. Along comes the court and tells us, we have a tradition, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Moavi v'lo... What about someone who married before that tradition surfaced? Are they mamzerim? Are they not mamzerim? One year, one generation, Rabbi Akiva rules that if a kohen marries a grusha, the child's a mamzer. He's outlawed. The rabbis overrule him. So the child was a mamzer one generation and not the next generation? Well, that's to an extent that is how it works. Meaning, from that point onward, we don't go backwards. We don't say, let's fix all the sacrifices of the first temple. But we do say that from this point onward, this is what Hashem wants. Meaning, Hashem gave us a living Torah. A Torah that is up to the interpretation of the Sanhedrin. And if the Sanhedrin comes to a majority like Beis Hillel in this door, that's the halacha. And if they'll overrule it in another door, that's the halacha. And I'm right going with them. And I'm wrong if I go the other way.
You can see where from the outside, this would appear as they're making it up as they go along.
Right. If I didn't know what giants they were.
Yeah, exactly. You're taking non-religious Jews who say there's so many disagreements. One says this, one says that.
Right. I don't tell them that. Right.
From the outside, and from someone coming from the outside to the inside, what he was saying about gobbledygook, it's not, but it's just that there's so much fragmentation and there's so much disagreement.
No. So the truth is, you're seeing the disagreement. We all keep one Shabbos. We agree when Shabbos is. We keep Yom Kippur the same way. We agree what you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. We agree when it starts. We agree when it ends. We agree what day of the year it is. 99% of Judaism we don't argue about, right?
But people don't deal with such
it's
people deal like, you look at the Christians, they have a million different things. They're not even dealing with detail.
Well, I would add one more point, which is an important medrash. Oh, also here. The Medrash says, there's a commentary on Eduyos. The Tosus Shants. And sure, we have spoons here. And we have milk. I gotta get it. In a minute, I'll get a scissors to open that, okay? I have a container and scissors downstairs. In 10 minutes, at 10 o'clock, we'll break, we'll order pizza, and then we'll also open the milk. Yeah. Okay, back to our Tosus Shants. The Tosus Shants quotes the following medrash. He quotes it one way. There's another place that's quoted differently. It's a Tosus Shants on the fourth Mishnah, the fifth Mishnah in Eduyos. When Moshe went up to heaven, so Hashem gave him the Torah and gave him the laws of derivation, laws of logic, laws of inference. And then Hashem showed him how new questions will arise and how he will apply the laws of inference and derive in 49 different ways that the answer to a specific question is mutar. Moshe understands this, and then Hashem says, now watch this. Using the laws of inference, you could also prove in 49 different ways that the answer is asur. So Moshe says, okay, now you stump me. Now what? So how am I ever going to get the right answer? So Hashem says to him, okay, you go down there, teach the people the laws of inference. Get yourself people who are smart, people who are dedicated in learning, people who will distill their Torah knowledge and leave their partiality out of it. Meaning, there are people who walk into the Torah and they know what they want the Torah to say. Then you have people who walk into the Torah and they keep waiting to see, what's the Torah telling me? That's the Talmud Chacham. If he's willing to do that, now, if after they've refined their understanding of the laws of derivation, you will form a Beis Din. And then the Beis Din will analyze the Pesukim. And because different people, even though they're pure and they're intelligent and they have the same tradition and they all learned by you, but different people, we are human beings. To this person, one way will make more sense, and to that person, another way will make more sense. And they'll explain to one another why they disagree, and they will still end up with different conclusions. Then you go by the majority opinion. That's what I want, Hashem says. You want to know what I want? That's how I want you to reach conclusions. So Hashem incorporated into the Torah this capacity for machlokas.
So can we say that at the end of the day, whatever is...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you understand with that logic why Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chaim? Because the Torah leaves room for both understandings. And they're both legitimate and true. I'm only going to be able to do one of them in this human world.
So on a more of a encompassing question than if nothing is in this world outside of the will of Hashem. Nothing can exist without his desire nor the willing it to be so. And then we have a machloket. This is what's wanted. When we have people learning it out this way, learning it out that way, and at the end of the day, that's what's desired, or that's what's wanted.
No, and I'll get back to you, but that's already a new question, so I feel like I owe everyone else some time. Remind me to get